What up, what up, what up, P-Silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random-ass topic that we discuss, and I mean random. So it is Thursday, so you know what that means. We're having ourselves a bonus-ish episode where I take one of my favorite segments from actually my full episode, and I post it a day early. I guess it's just to give new listeners who come across my silly little podcast an opportunity to just have a little taste, a little appetizer, a little audible appetizer, if you will. And so I hope that you guys enjoy this one, because this week we're going to be talking about some cringy dating stories. Now, once again, this segment will be in the full episode, which will come out tomorrow, which is Friday. So my plan is to have one segment that I post every Thursday from the main episode, and then the full episode goes up on Friday, just to give you a little teaser. Like I said, I know you guys, you're missing me, you know, Sunday through Wednesday. So I decided, hey, how can I give you more of me audibly? So anyways, I hope that you guys enjoy this podcast segment. Do me a favor, click that thumbs up button. Make sure you subscribe. Comment down below if you were listening on Spotify, because that's awesome. And also, guys, your girl is on Amazon Music now. So if you're using Amazon Music like I do, guess what? I can be in your earballs there too. That's fire. Hope that you guys enjoy this episode. And do me a favor, tell your friend about me. I'm pretty funny. Let them know that I exist. Pass on that information. Why don't you guys go ahead and enjoy some cringy dating stories?
What?
All right. Have you ever experienced?
Yeah, get that evil out.
Have you ever experienced that?
Did you? Yes, actually.
Let me try that again. Shit. Have you ever experienced moments in the dating world that you wish you could take back, DJ Hey Cousin?
Hell yeah.
Well, I got a few stories that give us the cringe that we so badly need. You know why we need this type of cringe?
I don't know why you say I need this, because I have more than enough.
Well, a large assortment. You need it, DJ Hey Cousin, is because it's not your cringe, therefore it's fun.
Well, I mean, when you put it like that, roll the clips.
So I went to a few BuzzFeed websites here, and I got some things I want to share with you. So right here, I'm going to share you this first one here. It reads, in high school, I went up against a guy twice my size in a game of bloody knuckles. First of all, pause. What?
Yeah, you
this
don't
guy
know.
Is white, right?
I mean, doesn't have to be, but do you not know what bloody knuckles is?
No.
Oh shit. Okay. So
is it when you like hit each other's knuckles?
Basically, yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah, push your knuckle out, push your fist out.
All right.
Basically, doing this
over and over again, but super hard.
Yeah.
That's dumb as shit. Boys are dumb. All right. So, twice the size in game of bloody knuckles. Moving on. If you don't know, it's a game where there it is. Cold read, by the way. If you don't know, it's a game where you take turns punching each other's fists until someone taps out. Actually, I've seen this.
Yeah.
Boys are stupid once
again. It's like gladiators. We can't use swords on each other and shit, so this is the next best thing.
Bitch, that's why we play pencil pop. What's wrong with you?
That's okay, I guess.
Oh, my God. Again, boys are stupid. All right, moving on. This goes on back to the story here. For some reason, I thought this would be a great way to show off to another guy I had a crush on. Oh, this dude's gay. Good for you.
Oh, cool.
Me too. Hey. So I wound up breaking my hand. The crush was not impressed and pretty much ignored my existence for the rest of high school. In a turn of events, 10 years later, he's now one of the groomsmen in my wedding. Turns out he was a good childhood friend of my fiance, and now a good friend of mine. My fiance thought this story was hilarious, and we told it at a party. Our friend doesn't remember it, but we laughed about how fucking stupid I was and all the dumb things we did as teenagers. That is hilarious. That kind of reminds me of my own cringe story. So you know my Sasha, my friend that like I was in love with in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, her. Like, I mean, like, call me girl if you still
hit her
you
up.
Know.
Hit her up.
But anyways, I had a huge crush on her in high school, and there was like this asshole dude. I don't even remember his fucking name, and he was like really like aggressive, like bullying me and stuff because mm-hmm. he knew that I liked her, and she kind of low key liked me, and he would do like sly shit that she never fucking saw. So one day, I decided to fucking like post up on this like for real.
Bro,
when he was in the 1000 hallway, bro, and I remember this shit, and he said some shit to me that she didn't hear, and I got fucking furious, and I thought, just like this guy, oh, I can impress her, showing her my strength, my prowess.
I can this protect
is,
her.
Right, this is my high school brain, okay? My lesbian, high school brain.
Not fully developed high school lesbian brain.
So I took this by his collar, pushed him up against the fucking lockers. It was the loudest clang ever, bro.
Stopped everything, everyone in the tracks.
I swear, bro. And after that, I don't know what I would have done. I probably got my ass kicked. But he was so shocked that it happened, he didn't do anything. She saw it, completely turned off by it.
I mean, granted, bro, you just caused a scene.
Bro, I had to apologize to her for like months.
You know, and don't forget, when it comes to the not fully developed lesbian high school brain, also thinking it's a fucking movie.
Oh my God, when you think about it, I literally lived bottoms. I started a fight club. It was just me.
Yeah, just you. Just you.
Yo, if you have not seen the movie,
Shout out to Bottoms.
You gotta check that. I think it's on Amazon Prime, right?
Yeah.
If you went to high school in the early 2000s, you're gonna fucking love this movie. Mm. You're gonna love, because they got razors, cell phones, fucking phone books, Discmans. It's crazy.
Early to mid 2000s, folks out there that was in high school.
Yeah, especially if, and actually, you don't even have to be a lesbian. It's hilarious either way.
Facts.
But if you're a lesbian, you're going to fucking love it, because it's about two lesbians who start a fight club so they can sleep with the hot cheerleaders. Literally the plot.
And shenanigans ensue.
Ah, so many shenanigans. All right, that was my cringe moment. And to this day, Sasha and I are really good friends now, actually.
Oh, that's good.
To this day, we still talk.
So see, that's quite the resolve right there. See, that's how you end a good story right there.
I'm still single as fuck. Okay, let's move on to this next one here. So it says, the guy took me to a McDonald's, ate 5 hamburgers, one after another, looked on his phone, asked me if I was horny, and wanted to go to his apartment. So this is a quote, I can do you. I politely declined and left. I've never been so disappointed in someone as that on a date.
I mean, did he not offer so any cringy of the burger? Or, I mean, what? I mean, that's the only problem I see in this whole scenario.
that's the only problem in this story?
I mean, I see a couple of other possible red flags.
Hey, are you horny? You want to go back to my apartment so I can do you?
Hey, you want to go back to my apartment so you can get done by me after while I have this hamburger McDonald's breath?
Yeah, I respect you so much. I took you to McDonald's, ate 5 hamburgers, and now, before even getting to know who you are as a person, I want to take you to my apartment and put my greasy fingers all over your body while my body digests something that's not even meat.
Mm-hmm. And mind you, you can make a McDonald's day work.
I mean, no, you
like,
totally
with
can.
The right, you know what I'm
but
saying?
The
if you got the right juice
it,
on it.
I got to be honest with you. Like, if I could take a woman to McDonald's as a date, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
And honestly, I would not be disappointed if a woman took me to McDonald's because I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, no,
but you got, after that, you now have to bring that personality. Mm-hmm. You can't take me to a fast food restaurant and then be a fucking lame or a bitch or just hood or you have to bring something.
You're already like with that move, you're already betting on your personality, because it's the opposite. If you take someone to like a very high class restaurant, that just shows you got money. That don't got anything to do
with
it.
But where's your personality at?
You know what I'm saying?
I don't care where we go. The point of the date is to get to know someone.
Exactly.
So if you take me to McDonald's, I'm not judging you. I've eaten McDonald's before.
Exactly.
I don't eat it very often, but like
everybody
fuck it up.
Everyone knows their order at McDonald's.
Yeah,
you know
bro,
what I mean?
Like,
so
you know
don't
what
act like
I'm gonna get me a 10-piece nuggets, give me my fucking fries, make sure them bitches is hot, make sure there's some salt in them hoes, mm-hmm. and I want my fucking barbecue sauce because I dip my fries in my sauce.
There you go.
It's what I do, bitch. Or I'll get a quarter pounder with cheese. Those are my go-tos.
Give me that crispy chicken sandwich, large fry, Sprite. We good to go.
Stop playing with me. I got to get that sweet tea.
See?
You know
see?
What I'm saying? So
he fucked it up. It was he fucked it up. I mean, it was him.
Yeah, he fucked it. I'm horny. You want to take back my apartment so I can do you? Fuck.
Good reenactment. Were you there?
So, yeah, I guess whoever ends up dating us will be lucky because we're not very judgmental when it comes to those type of things. I'm not saying I only want to go to places like that.
Oh, of
I'm
course
saying
not. It's about
I don't
balance.
Mind going there here and there, but yeah. In getting to know you, I want to know that you have other interests, and some of those interests may cost some money. Let's go to a museum. Let's go see a play. Let's, you know what I'm saying? So that's the kind of shit I like. Anyway, let's go on to this next shit right here. It says here, I met up with a guy for dinner after meeting via dating app, okay? About 15 minutes into the conversation, he called me by the wrong name. I called him out for it, only to find out that he got another girl and me on the app mixed up and thought that he was going on a date with someone else. It was very awkward, but it was also my favorite Mexican restaurant, so I stayed and finished the dinner.
Fuck it. Fuck it, might as well. I got my...
Can I get a second order of Jimmy Junkers?
Yeah. My fajita is sizzling, and I'm not about to let this sizzle go to waste.
Bro, you know I love Mexican. You know that spot in Fayetteville I love going to?
Mm-hmm. La Parada?
Yeah, Parada. Yeah, that place, yeah. Or whatever the fuck
whatever
it's called.
It's called, yeah, most
bro,
definitely.
Bro, those margaritas be slapping. Mm. Those fucking fajitas be killing it.
That burrito is in.
Yo, definitely. Their queso is fire.
That queso is so
good. That queso, because you can get chorizo in that shit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, God my damn.
See, hey, just, all right, it's fine, a little mix up. Just want to enjoy my food. Mm. You enjoy your food, and we'll just part ways. You know what I'm saying? That seems like not a bad option.
Oh, speaking of dating, I have an announcement. Not really an announcement, just like an update. I don't know why I said PSA, everybody. Okay. Yeah. So I'm on Hinge now. Ooh. I have Bumble. I have Facebook dating. I know, but everybody's saying Hinge is the way to go for people my age and stuff. So I downloaded it, and there is someone who has shown some interest. Mm-hmm. She asked me out last week, but last week I was actually spending time with Dad when you were out of town. We had some plans. And she's actually going out of town for a week right now, but we have plans to get together when she gets back. And she seems really cool. Mm-hmm. Definitely my type in the personality-wise, because we've been talking for a little bit, so... We'll see how it goes.
We'll see.
I'm excited, terrified, and nervous all at the same time. Or maybe that's all the same feeling. I don't really know. It's like a Big Mac of emotions. Like each piece of bread is the emotions that I just described.
Yeah, condiments is, you know,
so there's
anxiety.
Definitely some gas.
Yeah, the
definitely
cheese.
Definitely some gas.
The cheese.
Because she was like asking me like what I do and stuff. And I've been like really... Not like vague, but I haven't told her the name of the show I work for.
Yeah. Because
she lives in the area, so she may have heard of it. So I don't want to... I say I'm a producer for a morning radio show, but I did not say which one.
Yeah, you just said a producer.
Yeah. I mean, because she asked me, like, what are you... Like, I work in radio. Oh, what's your aspect in that? I said, I produce, and that's how we got into it.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see how it goes, because I don't... One thing I did learn from the rest of the Bird Show members is that... Dating is hard when you're part of the show because people assume that you're gonna talk about their life all the time or your experiences with them and stuff. So I'm just kind of wanting to get to know her first and kind of see where that goes, and then eventually, if things work out or whatever, then we can just, you know, cross that bridge when we get to it. But this whole dating online thing is new to me. But I tell you what, DJ Hey Cousin, I know you got some tea that you about to spill on some relationships that you came across on TikTok.
I mean, I might. We'll see. I mean, you know, I guess I can give those things away now.
I mean, like, I think this is something that we should probably do up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Yeah.
It's way more interesting than my dating life right now. Let's talk about this. Yeah. If there's anything that you can take from this small bonus episode, it's dating sucks and people are weird. Professionally silly life rules. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys tomorrow for the full episode. Don't forget, every Friday right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.